from American Jazz Radio.
Rockin' at the Reno Club where Basie kept time. Crazy little women at the corner of Vine. Big Joe Turner, Mary Lou and McShann. Parker, President, Biggie, that's a hell of a band. It's the 12th Street Jump, where all the cats are doing just fine.
Welcome to an archive edition of 12th Street Jump, Public Radio's weekly jazz, blues, and comedy jam. I'm your host, Pete Weber, and this week we'll take you back to 2013 to celebrate the birthday of jazz pianist Cedar Walton. Dr. Pearl will offer Mitch McConnell and actress Anne Hathaway a little advice, and the gang's got a case of the wintertime blues. It all happens this hour on 12th Street Jump.
Good evening, everybody.
Hello, everyone.
You know, the holidays are past. It's a time to, you know, surround yourself with friends and family. But you know what, Pearl? Every week, I hope that our listeners are surrounding the radio, wherever they are, with friends.
Well, I hope we're part of that friends and family that they
surround. I like to go up to them on the street and say, hey, friend.
Don't do that, Pete. Don't do that.
You know, every once in a while, I get a little, you know, static coming back, but, you know.
So people, if someone says, hey, friend, it could be Pete.
That's right.
But it could be.
I give hugs, kisses sometimes.
A happy new year to you, Pete. He is in the
Exactly.
Holidays,
I want him to have a happy new year.
There you go. Pete, you know, this week would have been Richard Nixon's 100th birthday.
Oh, my, that's old.
Mm-hmm. His presidential library marked the occasion by breaking into the Watergate and stealing somebody else's birthday cake.
Oh, my goodness. In other old guy-related news, astronaut Buzz Aldrin divorced his third spouse.
Oh,
did you hear this? Yeah.
Sad.
Apparently, the second man on the moon was also the second man on his wife.
Ouch.
Wow, that's wrong.
Speaking of old stiffs, archaeologists in Egypt uncovered millions of mummified dogs in a catacomb near Cairo. Huh. You could tell the ancient Egyptians wanted those dogs to enjoy the afterlife. They were all sitting at tables playing poker. Smoking cigars.
Oh,
drinking whiskey.
Oh, yes. Let's get going with our own Nedra Dixon on a Kansas City classic from Julia Lee, Snatch and Grab It.
Opportunity, opportunity is knocking at your door. Opportunity knocks but once and don't come back no more. Grab it in the night, grab it in the day, grab it right now, it'll get away. You better snatch and grab it, snatch and grab it. Better snatch and grab it before it gets away. Grab it in the east, grab it in the west, grab it in a place where you hold it best. You better snatch and grab it, snatch and grab it. Better snatch and grab it before it gets away. In the middle and hold it tight. You better snatch and grab it. Come on and snatch and grab it. Better snatch and grab it before it gets away. It gets. Grab it up high, grab it down low, grab it real tight, don't let it go. You better snatch and grab it. You better snatch and grab it. Better snatch and grab it before it gets away.
Thank you.
it when it's cold, grab it when it's hot, grab it in a place where you grab a lot. You better snatch and grab it, you better snatch and grab it, better snatch and grab it before it gets away. Grab it in the morning, grab it in the night, grab it, baby, hold it tight. You better snatch and grab it.
This week, 12th Street Jump celebrates the birthday of pianist Cedar Walton. Born in Texas, Walton grew up in Dallas, where his mother took him to see cats like Bud Powell, Art Tatum, and Thelonious Monk. For school, he moved to Denver, and there he got to play with Charlie Parker, John Coltrane, and Ritchie Powell at after-hours sessions in local clubs. Confident in his craft, Walton moved to New York in 1955, where he joined Art Blakey's Jazz Messengers on the same day as Freddie Hubbard.
Cedar Walton played piano and arranged for the Jazz Messengers for 3 years. He was part of the house rhythm section at Prestige Records, laying down tracks with Pat Martino, Sonny Chris, and Eric Clouse. Later, he worked with hard bop trumpet player Lee Morgan and was Abby Lincoln's musical director.
In the 80s, he joined up with tenor saxophonist Harold Land, vibes player Bobby Hutcherson, trombonist Curtis Fuller, bass player Buster Williams, and drummer Billy Higgins to form the Timeless All-Stars. Walton is still active today, blending jazz, funk, and hard bop, a style that helped him become an NEA Jazz Master in 2010.
Well, we're going to spend the next hour playing the music of Cedar Walton. To get that done, we'll need help from Mr. Joe Cartwright, the man who infuses himself into the piano.
Yeah.
How's it going over there, Professor?
Having a good day, Pete.
Okay, well, I don't think I've ever known you otherwise, so I would be a little worried if I did see you like that. You got to see Cedar Walton play.
I did. That was a real highlight of my life. It was, I think the year was 1991, and it was at the Catalina Club in L.A.
And what's that do for a young piano player?
Well, I was suitably impressed and awestruck at his approach to playing the piano.
Yeah, and I've heard you talk about his compositions before. What do you like about him?
His compositions, to me, really embody the way to the right way to write music, and that is to combine sections of very melodic things along with sections that really more rhythmic and grooving.
Well, it's fantastic, wonderful things you're talking about. And usually I can tell a special guest it's lovely to have them on the show and then see what we're going to be playing for music, but it's always a pleasure to have you as a part of the 12th Street Jump Band, Joe.
Thank you.
And now we're going to enjoy some music. So what tune are we going to start with?
This is a classic that shows up on a lot of other people's recordings. I guess you could call it a standard. Cedar Walton wrote it. Here's Bolivia. Thank you.
Give it up for the 12th Street Jump Band, Joe Cartwright. And now for you jazz and blues fans, looking for some sage advice. 12th Street Jump presents our very own Oprah, Montel, and Judge Judy, all rolled into one. If Dr. Pearl can't help you with your problems, hey, at least the band sounds good.
The doctor knows you better than you know yourself.
A resident psychologist will fix your mental health.
If you've got issues that cause you a conniption,
don't count on Dr. Phil, just take my 12th Street prescription.
Dr. Pearl, Dr. Pearl.
Step right up, the doctor's in.
Dr. Pearl, Dr. Pearl.
Is your patience wearing thin?
Dr. Pearl, Dr. Pearl.
Notify your next of kin. Your trouble's about to be gone.
All right, Happy New Year, Dr. Pearl.
Happy New Year.
Our first letter is from Mitch in Washington. He writes, "Dear Dr. Pearl, I may be the Senate Majority Leader, but lately the only major thing I have is a headache. You know, I tried pushing Obama off the fiscal cliff. Now I'm pushing his golf cart. You know, that makes me less popular in Kentucky than Ashley Judd, Naomi Judd, and here come to Judd. Dr. Pearl, can you help me get my power back? Or at least get Joe Biden to stop yelling at me?"
Wow, Mitch, when Joe Biden yells at you and you cower, there's issues to be dealt with. I think you made a few too many promises, but I probably kept the ones you should have. So let's see if I can give you a little bit of help, sir, here.
You broke Grover's promise, raised the taxes on the rich. Now the Tea Party is calling you a real son of a Mitch. You got one thing to be proud of, that trophy on your shelf, for being the only senator who filibustered himself.
Dr. Pearl.
Yeah, you say that you'll support us.
Dr. Pearl.
But all you do is thwart us.
Dr. Pearl.
By the way, you still look like a tortoise. Go back in your shell, Mitch.
All right, the next letter is from Ann. No, not Romney, or even that Coulter thing.
Thank goodness.
This is the one in that new movie, Les Mis. She writes, "Dear Dr. Pearl, I used to be a Disney princess. Well, now they've got me playing a prostitute, rolling in the gutter covered in dog poop. Talk about miserable. And why are all the paparazzi suddenly lowering their cameras when I walk by? I want to sing I Dreamed a Dream, but the only request I've been getting lately is for What's New Pussycat. Why is this happening, Dr. Pearl?"
Well, and first of all, with the holidays being over, I remember as a child, every year under the tree was like packets of underwear. I think every kid gets them. You should consider next year putting that on your list. But the movie, darling, wow, what can I say? Way to take on the role, but let's get you back on the A-list of beauty. They made you ugly. Your chin was covered in dribble. Your teeth were brown and rotten. Girl, you made me miserable. Chin up, look happy, like the old Anne Hathaway. And keep those legs together or your career will be snatched away.
Dr. Pearl.
All the paparazzi's cheered.
Dr. Pearl.
When your limo appeared.
Dr. Pearl.
And then they saw that you were sheared. Yeah, I didn't even know she was from Brazil.
Me neither.
Dr. Pearl.
Step right up, the doctor's in.
Dr. Pearl.
Is your patience wearing thin?
Dr. Pearl.
Notify your next of kin. Your trouble's about to be gone.
Bye-bye.
So if you've got problems, Dr. Pearl's playing your song. And if you're down to have a little bit more fun, don't go anywhere, because there's more to come right here on 12th Street Jump.
There he is.
Underwear, huh?
Never for you.
Live on 12th Street Jump, Public Radio's weekly jazz, blues, and comedy jam.
Now, besides Cedar Walton, 12th Street Jump celebrates the birthday of another great jazz pianist this week, Cyrus Chestnut. Born in Baltimore, Chestnut's dad was the church organist, and his mother led the choir. You know, it's no wonder that he was studying piano at the prestigious Peabody Institute when he was only 9. And then at Boston's Berklee School of Music, Cyrus won the U.B. Blake Fellowship and the Quincy Jones and Oscar Peterson Scholarships. Oh, this was a young musician to watch.
After college, Cyrus Chestnut toured with John Hendricks, Wynton Marsalis, and the Betty Carter Trio. Signing with Atlantic Records in 1993, he recorded with a whole host of jazz luminaries, including Dizzy, Chick Corea, Freddie Hubbard, and Kansas City's own Kevin Mahogany. Chestnut also played Count Basie in the Robert Altman 1996 film named after Kansas City.
Now here's Joe, Mike, and Tyrone with a Bobby Timmons composition that Cyrus Chestnut recorded with Jackie Ryan and Jeremy Pelt on an album called Doozy. Here goes Dat Dare. Thank you.
And now, as a public service, 12th Street Jump presents a roundup of today's top headlines. If you think Notre Dame fans had a bad week, how about these blues in the news?
John Boehner's still the speaker, though we thought that he was through.
Don't we wish?
He voted to raise taxes.
He did.
But then he stopped a Tea Party coup, which is the first time he won anything without going boo.
Jimmy Kimmel's joining what they call the late night war. Jimmy, Dave, or Leno, well, one of them will be heading for the door. Even though I personally like Jimmy Fallon, well, a whole lot more.
Keep it clean.
Al Jazeera bought Current TV. The protests arose. Republicans don't like seeing where all our money goes.
You know, I'm a fan of Downton Abbey.
Wow.
It really helps me snooze.
Go out and have a good week. That's all from Blues in the News.
Well, here's the 12th Street Jump Trio with the Cedar Walton original composition, Jacob's Ladder.
Thank you.
Y'all are sick, you know that?
I'm just on fire tonight.
Since it was just my birthday, I'm going to consider that my present right there. That was amazing. Now, besides Cedar Walton and Cyrus Chestnut, we celebrate the birthday this week of three very important jazz drummers, Grady Tate, Al Foster, and Gene Krupa. Trombone pioneer Melba Liston celebrates a birthday anniversary this week, along with the great guitarist Joe Pass. Soprano saxophonist and composer Jane Ira Bloom celebrates her birthday this week, along with tenor men Spike Robinson and Steve Grossman. It's a birthday week of two old-timers, swing jazz drummer Big Sid Catlett and jazz music publisher Irving Mills, both born more than 100 years ago this week. Now, to learn more about all of these cats, sign up for our website at 12thstreetjump.com for the weekly e-blast. You'll get information on upcoming shows, links to our featured artist recordings, and our very own YouTube channel, where you can watch this week's Blues in the News. It's actually pretty funny. Check it out. It's all what's happening this week in jazz. We'll be right back with more on 12th Street Jump.
Welcome back to 12th Street Jump, Public Radio's weekly jazz, blues, and comedy jam.
This drum is jumping, it's really jumping. Come and catch and check your hats on me, this drum is jumping.
The joint's always jumping at blues and jazz clubs near you. Here in Kansas City, check out the Blue Room at the 18th and Vine Jazz District, or the Green Lady Lounge. Boston jazz fans dig Schuller's, or the Beehive. Trios is your place in South Bend, and in Lansing, Michigan, it's always cool at the Exchange. South Florida hipsters stop by the WDNA Jazz Gallery, while Pittsburgh fans enjoy hanging out at the Crawford Grill. Have a drink and kick back and let the music wash over you at the Candlelight Lounge in Trenton, New Jersey. And out Ohio way, you know, check in for a good time at Jazz Central in Dayton or the Degage Jazz Club in Toledo. Out in the desert southwest, it can be hot at times, but not as hot as the music going down at the Nash in Phoenix or Bobby's in Scottsdale. In Seattle, the place to be is the Jazz Alley. And further north, warm up with a dose of blues at the Taproot in Anchorage. Wherever you are, get out to support your local jazz and blues scene, because that's where it's always jumping.
Well, here's Joe Cartwright and the band with another Cedar Walton original, Firm Roots.
Thank you.
It's the middle of January, and you know what that means.
I need to return that sweater my Aunt Molly gave me for Christmas before the 30 days run out?
Yes, you need to do that. But it also means we've got two more months of feeling cold. More if your spouse refused to wear socks to bed.
I know. I'm colder than that seat in Congress. You know the one between John Boehner and Nancy Pelosi?
I'm going to need something more than thermal Spanx to beat this wintertime blues.
My Starbucks cup was steaming, now the Java's on the rocks. I'm walking with a limp from wearing seven pairs of socks.
It's colder than Dick Cheney. Colder than Eskimo shoes. You know it's colder than the Notre Dame offense. I got those wintertime blues.
My nose feels like the North Pole. My ears are like ice cubes. Good thing I'm not breastfeeding. There's milkshake in my boobs.
It's colder than Limbaugh's comments. Colder than Siberian boobs. Colder than the Donald's makeup. I got those wintertime blues.
They won't blame global warming. The science isn't fair. So how come it feels cozier inside my Frigidaire? If Earth is getting hotter, are these anomalies? I think my brain is frozen, so pass the parka, please.
The penguins are all shivering. The polar bears are too. The reindeer froze their antlers off while skiing at the zoo.
It's colder than Santa's nostrils. Colder than the NRA's view. Even colder than Mitt Romney's future.
That's cold.
I got those wintertime blues.
I can feel you, Pete.
The kids stop shaking.
Hair keeps breaking.
Skin is flaking.
Feet need bacon.
Snow cone bacon.
Wintertime blues.
Well, here's the 12th Street Jump Trio with another classic tune recorded by Cyrus Chestnut, Night Train.
Thank you.
And that's our show. Thanks to my co-host, Pearl McDonald, this week's special guests, and the 12th Street Jump Band. Mike Warren on the drums, Tyrone Clark on the bass, and musical director Joe Cartwright at the piano. Nedra Dixon and David Bassey supplied the vocals, and Chad Mize records and masters the show, with a little help from Brenna Hayes and Paul Malinowski. 12th Street Jump is written by Paul Seaburn and the gang, and produced by Ian York for Theater League, dedicated to enhancing the quality of life in the communities it serves with the thrill of live music and theater. Thanks to TreehouseDrums.com and KCUR in Kansas City for their help in launching 12th Street Jump. Now, check us out online at Facebook and all the usual places, and follow me on Twitter at 12th Street Pete, and join us for next week's show. It's Public Radio's weekly jazz, blues, and comedy jam. Until then, I'm Pete Weber, reminding you to check out the live music scene in your neck of the woods, because that's where it's always jumping.